more than a century, social clubs have been a hub for immigrant communities. They used to be membership-based physical spaces that helped newcomers adapt to life in America. Many have disappeared over the years. But NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento reports that in New York City, Latinos are keeping the tradition going.
It's a hot day in Brooklyn. But the block party outside Doñita's Caribbean Social Club in Williamsburg is just getting started. Hordes of people are dancing and playing dominoes to celebrate the social club's 50th anniversary. Jali Brown Cepeda is handing out gold lapel buttons for the occasion.
It is a place where, whether you're from Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, it doesn't matter. Everyone finds home in Doñita's.
The social club is a small but colorful gathering space, complete with a pool table, a makeshift dance floor, and photos of iconic Puerto Ricans everywhere. There are no real employees, just the owner, who lives upstairs. She's known as Doñita, but her real name is Maria Antonia Cai. Community members hang out and help keep the place running. There's free food, there's cheap beer, and lots of Latin music. Doñita's is part of a tradition dating back to the 19th century. Social clubs were like mutual aid networks for newly arrived immigrants. Here's folklorist Elena Martinez.
The idea of a social club was that, while it might have a public face, there was still something about it that was membership-oriented.
Martinez says those early social clubs were organized by hometowns or by job, like Afro-Cuban tobacco workers. In Los Angeles, Mexican immigrants founded the Club Social Guadalupe Victoria. There were scores of Italian clubs in Hartford, Connecticut. The Maltese American Social Club of San Francisco, that's been open for nearly 100 years. And in New York, Puerto Rican social clubs gained traction as thousands of islanders migrated to the U.S. after World War II.
Back then, you probably didn't know the language. You might have had some family that you could hopefully stay with, but if you didn't, where do I go to find an apartment? Where do I go to find a job, right?
Martinez says these clubs built community in the diaspora. People came together to celebrate holidays, to share news about back home, and to raise money when someone's family had an emergency. But many social clubs closed their doors as younger generations assimilated into American culture.
Civic life is different now in the United States. What are the needs for the community right now, or for the generation right now?
Mixteca addresses those concerns for migrants arriving from Latin America today. The Brooklyn nonprofit offers health, education, and legal resources, like language classes and parenting groups. During the pandemic, they started hosting a free food market on Saturdays.
From COVID to now, people know each other, so they are best friends now.
That's Mixteca's executive director, Lorena Corucias.
They become a social club, even though they are not calling it like a social club, but they bring chairs and they sit around and they talk and they share resources.
There are fewer traditional social clubs today, but Pepe Flores says they're more than a relic of the past. For people who aren't recent immigrants, they're also a form of cultural connection. That's why he opened the social club La Sala de Pepe in Manhattan a few years ago.
I open the door, I sit here, I put some music, and people gravitate here.
Pepe, ¿cómo te va, brother?
In 2021, Flores realized he couldn't keep squeezing people into his living room to hang out and listen to his record collection. There just wasn't enough space. So he made a proposition to his friend Lynn Pentecost to start a new kind of social club.
We like to say that we're here to honor the past and incubate the future.
La Sala de Pepe y Foto Espacio hosts photography shows, community panels for queer youth, and recently, they opened their doors to the New Yorican Poets Cafe's slam team as a rehearsal space.
Our ancestors were right about us. They prayed that we'll be a daring fire.
Claudia Alvarez-Plaud helps coordinate all of the logistics for the slam team. Without Pepe's, she says they might have ended up rehearsing on the street.
I think these types of spaces are imperative.
At La Sala de Pepe, there's no need to buy anything or pay an entrance fee. And Alvarez-Plaud says that kind of third place is less and less common in a rapidly gentrifying city.
It's a room that is serving such a larger purpose within the community, within our cultural expression, within the resistance of the neighborhood to stay put.
Back at Doñita's 50th anniversary party, it's mostly young people, like 27-year-old Eli Alvarez. He's been coming to Doñita's since he turned 18. And he plans to keep supporting it as long as the social club stays open.
Like, we're not called New Yorkans for nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's important that we keep this culture alive because it's what made New York, too.
And maybe, Alvarez says, it's what will carry it into the future. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News, New York.